Some ones my friends bought for me. They it was a Christmas gift for them, or from them. That's really it. It makes it special.
What novel?
It is, well, they didn't actually know what I already had. I didn't have. I didn't have anything. It was the 16th, 17th, and 18th of the Spice and Wolf series.
English or Japanese?
I can't read Japanese.
Nice.
I really appreciate it. And I was like, thanks, guys. And it was my excuse to go out to Barnes & Noble the next day, see what they had there, and bought most of the rest of it. Came back a month later for the things that they didn't have that day. It was great.
Nice. And that's a really fantastic it's a really fantastic light novel series. I remember consuming all of it. Actually, it's funny. So back in like 2009, when light novels in English were like a new rare occurrence, I was at an anime con and Yen Press was there talking about all of their new releases, and I kind of blew the guy out. I didn't even mean to, but I got up and I was like, "Hey, you know, like, why do these come out so slow? Like, I kind of feel like we'll all be dead by the time you finish the series. Like, why do they take so long?" And he had a good answer. He was talking about how, like, you can't oversaturate the market because people are going to kind of fall off with the series if it comes out too fast and not bother. Like, nobody wants to be five volumes behind, so they'll just go buy something else. And I've definitely felt that before with some things that come out too fast. Terraform Mars was one such series. They caught up now, but for a while, like, new volumes were coming out every other month, and it was overwhelming. So I'm glad that Spice and Wolf didn't go that route, but that's awesome that your friends bought that for you. Good taste.
Yeah, it was really great. The coming out personally, I really enjoyed the series, and I'm really excited that shit, I don't know his name. The author was writing more following the story of their kid. That's great. I pre-ordered that. It was supposed to, I it's it ships from Barnes and Noble to my parents' house, probably a couple more months. I didn't really read it, but it's like, oh, $13. I'll pre-order that. I love that series. It was great.
Nice.
Now, earlier in the show, you were talking. You mentioned that you didn't have your tablet nearby, so you couldn't read. Couldn't find something to do with manga or whatever. What do you use for reading your manga? I was actually looking at buying a Kindle because it's hard to carry all these books around. I have them in a box right now with handles. It's not really the best solution.
Excellent question. There are two good apps. No shaming here, no iOS shaming here, even though I have an Android phone. Okay, so if you're on iOS, there's an app called Manga Storm. It's pretty good. It lets you directly link up with MangaDex, so you can download chapters from MangaDex and keep track of where you are. You don't have to deal with any like ads or any bullshit like that. It's good. And if you're on Android, there's an app called Tachiyomi, which is very similar. So those are both great apps.